Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The Marriage Supper of the Lamb. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Revelation 19:7. In Revelation 19, John describes the marriage supper of the Lamb, and you're invited. In preparation for that gala event, says John, your deeds, your conduct, your life of service on earth all help to weave the fine linen for the wedding dress Christ's bride will wear. While you're waiting, don't lose heart wondering why God waits to deal with evil and the enemies who oppose him. Take careful note of Clarence McCartney's wise observations. Walk with Clarence McCartney, a minister who wrote more than 40 books. We find comfort in the thought that God is able to bring good out of evil, but still we ask, is God not omnipotent? Is not God all good? If so, why did he permit evil? Why doesn't he destroy it now? The great answer that the Bible gives us, and the answer of this vision, is the certainty of the overthrow of evil. When Robinson Crusoe's Man Friday wanted to know why God did not destroy the devil, the answer that Crusoe finally gave him was the right answer, and the only answer, and the great answer, God will destroy him. We see the unfolding of the long and bloody panorama of history. Humanity's aspiration of the best, and its doing of the worst. We also see the church in ceaseless battle with the beast, but that is not all we see. Then cometh the end. We see the Lamb of God standing upon Mount Zion. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 10.
Revelation 19. After this I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. At this I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus.
The wonderful marriage celebration John describes will take place. God has promised, and you'll be there to join in the festivities. But it's not an event to be taken lightly. And his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Revelation 19:7 and 8. Only those properly attired in righteousness will be ready to meet the bridegroom, the Lamb of God. Is your wardrobe pressed and prepared?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.